I'm Keith Peters reporting. Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. The GOP-drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by the start of 2025. While much of the U.S. is in the throes of a heat wave, the Gulf Coast in Texas is preparing for Tropical Storm Alberto.
The Texas coast from Corpus Christi to Brownsville and beyond is experiencing flooding from high tides and rain, both from Tropical Storm Alberto. Surfside Beach Mayor Greg Bisso says with the Gulf on one side and the bay on the other, there's no escaping the water.
And we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater. And the east end is getting that way also now.
He says houses are on stilts, so they're not flooding, but everything on the ground in the path of the water is, including any cars residents did not move. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says 88 million people across the southwest and northeast are under some sort of heat alert.
Just about 11 million under excessive heat warning. Over 60 million, around 63 million under heat advisories. And then another 14 million or so under excessive heat watches. So, yeah, pretty large number under some type of heat advisory or warning over the next couple days.
This is SRN News. Walmart goes all in on gay pride.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a t-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's efforts to promote transgenderism in public schools has hit another roadblock. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a new Title IX rule that would cancel bans on males using female restrooms in six states. The preliminary injunction affects Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Last week, a different judge temporarily blocked the new rule in Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to restrict students' usage of smartphones during the school day.
This comes after U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms regarding their effects on young people. Newsom's office has not shared details of his proposal. A bill introduced in the legislature would give school districts the explicit authority to limit students' social media usage in schools. Newsom signed a law in 2019 that authorized school districts to limit the use of smartphones by students while at school. John Scott reporting.
State officials say a firewall aimed at thwarting hackers is to blame for a 911 outage in Massachusetts. The 911 system was out for about 2 hours on Tuesday afternoon. Authorities advised residents to either pull a firebox or call a police department directly for emergency assistance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.